Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar calls for UN reforms to encourage collaboration with Global South, holds meetings with leaders of Global South countries on sidelines of UN General Assembly in New York. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal says India expects to increase energy trade with the US. Government brings out selection criteria for participation of individuals and teams in Asian Games 2026 and other multi-sports events. Iran's Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei cautions against nuclear talks with the US, warns of major irreparable losses to Iran. ISSF Junior World Cup to kick off in New Delhi today. And in Asia Cup cricket, India to clash with Bangladesh in Super 4's stage encounter at Dubai this evening. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar hosted a high-level meeting of Global South countries in New York on the sidelines of the 80th UN General Assembly session. During the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar called for utilizing existing forums to strengthen consultations among Global South with a view to enhance solidarity and encourage collaboration. He also made a proposal on reforms in the UN and multilateralism as a whole.
We today approach world affairs united and through a broad set of principles and concepts, and these include 1. Fair and transparent economic practices that democratize production and enhance economic security, a stable environment for balanced and sustainable economic interactions, including more South-South trade, investment and technology collaborations, resilient, reliable and shorter supply chains that would reduce dependence on any single supplier or on any single market.
In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar informed that on the sidelines of the high-level meeting, he also met Singapore's Foreign Minister Vivian Balakrishnan, St. Lucia's Foreign Minister Alva Baptiste, and Foreign Minister of Somalia Abdisalam Ali. He also interacted with his Dutch counterpart David van Wiel, where he had an insightful conversation on European strategic positioning and India's approach. India has strongly criticized Pakistan at the UN Human Rights Council for misusing the forum with baseless and provocative statements against India. Speaking at the 60th session of the UN Human Rights Council, Councillor, Permanent Mission of India in Geneva, Kshitij Tyagi said, Pakistan must vacate India's territory instead of attempting to possess it and focus on rescuing its economy, which is on life support. He also highlighted that Pakistan has a polity which is stifled by military dominance and a human rights record stained by persecution.
A delegation that epitomizes the antithesis of this approach continues to abuse this forum with baseless and provocative statements against India. Instead of coveting our territory, they would do well to vacate the Indian territory under the illegal occupation and focus on rescuing an economy on life support, a polity muzzled by military dominance, and a human rights record stained by persecution. Perhaps once they find time away from exporting terrorism, harboring UN-proscribed terrorists, and bombing their own people.
Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said India is in a great spot to expand its clean energy over the next 5 years. Addressing the US-India Strategic Partnership Forum in New York, Mr. Goyal said the government aims to grow its clean energy capacity from over 250 gigawatts to 550 gigawatts. The minister said the government expects to increase its trade with the US on energy products in the upcoming years. Mr. Goyal said India and the US can plan to collaborate on nuclear power.
Today, the world is seriously looking at sun as a very major source of energy. One of the elements in that would be the free flow of energy, particularly solar energy or other forms of renewable energy through nations and through transmission grids that go across borders. Because that will even out the requirements of power at different points of time in different countries.
President Draupadi Murmu has emphasized the need for collective efforts to strengthen India's identity as a cultural power alongside its growing stature as an economic power. Speaking at the 64th National Exhibition of Art ceremony organized by the Lalit Kala Academy in New Delhi, the president said art is a powerful medium to enrich cultural heritage and make society more sensitive. She highlighted that Indian art is continuously evolving and presenting new dimensions.
ललित कला एकेडमी इस वर्ष कलाकारों की कलाकृतियों की बिक्री को प्रोत्साहित कर रहे हैं ये कलाकारों को आर्थिक संबल प्रदान करेगा और हमारी क्रिएटिव इकोनॉमी को मजबूत बनाएगा मैं कला प्रेमियों से भी अपील करूंगी कि आप केवल कलाकृतियों को सराहे नहीं बल्कि उन्हें अपने साथ अपने घर भी ले जाए भारत की आर्थिक शक्ति के साथ साथ सांस्कृतिक शक्ति के रूप में भी पहचान मजबूत हो इसके लिए हम सब
The government said more than 2 crore 82 lakh houses have been completed under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen, PMAYG. As of August this year, a total target of 4.12 crore has been allocated by the Rural Development Ministry to states and union territories, out of which 3.85 crore houses have been sanctioned and more than 2.82 crore houses have been completed. The Election Commission today announced biennial elections to 4 seats of the Rajya Sabha from Jammu and Kashmir. All these seats have been vacant since February 2021. The Commission also announced a by-election for 1 seat of the Rajya Sabha from Punjab. The seat was vacant after the resignation of Sanjeev Arora in July this year. The notification for the polls will be issued on the 6th of next month. The voting and counting will be held on 24th October. The next generation of GST reforms represent a significant step towards simplifying India's indirect tax system. People can now avail the benefits of GST reforms, which were already implemented on the 22nd of this month. Under the new structure, the GST Council has simplified the earlier four-tier structure of 5, 12, 18 and 28% into a two-tier structure of 5% and 18%. By reducing the tax rate on a wide range of goods and services, the reforms are bringing substantial relief to citizens. A report.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has introduced significant tax reduction on food products to lower out-of-pocket expense of the common man. In order to bring direct savings to the middle class and lower middle class families, the government has brought down the taxes on prepared and preserved vegetable from 12% to 5%. Similarly, the GST rate on processed food products has also been slashed to 5% from the previously taxed 12%. This move aims to boost the food processing sector, encourage value addition, promote export and benefit farmer and consumer by lowering cost. The reform promotes affordability, healthier lifestyle and improve ease of living for youth and household. Talking to Akashwani News, Harsh, a resident of Delhi, said that the reduced GST on processed food and preserved vegetable is going to make fruit and vegetable cheaper and directly benefit the people by easing the financial burden.
My name is Harsh, I am living in Delhi. I want to say that the government has reduced GST on food and vegetables. It will be a lot of benefit because now the vegetables are पर मिलेंगी मेनली मिडिल क्लास फैमिलीज को सब्जियों के रेट कम होने से बहुत फायदा होगा और जब ये सारी चीजें कम दाम पर मिलेंगी तो और भी ज्यादा लोग खरीदेंगे इन्हें इससे दुकानदारों को बहुत फायदा होगा इसीलिए मैं जीएसटी घटाने के डिसीजन से सरकार को धन्यवाद देता हूं
द टैक्स कट ऑन एसेंशियल फूड आइटम इज सेट टू स्टिम्युलेट द फूड प्रोसेसिंग इंडस्ट्री एंश्योर डेली न्यूट्रिशन एंड एनकरेज कंजप्शन ऑफ हेल्दी फूड दिस रैशनलाइजेशन अंडर न्यू रिफॉर्म्स हैज मेड एसेंशियल प्रोटीन सोर्सेज अफोर्डेबल फॉर वुमेन चिल्ड्रन and elderly people to provide direct benefit to the household. Rohan for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government is preparing India for the future through the India AI mission.
Artificial intelligence, or AI, is the revolution that will redefine what's possible and changing how we live, work and think. The Narendra Modi government approved the India AI mission in March last year with an outlay of over 10,300 crore rupees. India is one of the leading nations in AI development and adoption. And PM Modi has said that the objective is to make AI work for India.
Today we are seeing Bharat AI development. ट्रेड और एडेप्शन में आगे रहने वाले देशों में शामिल है। इसके विस्तार के लिए सरकार ने इंडिया एआई मिशन को लॉन्च किया है। हम मेक एआई इन इंडिया इसके विजन पर काम कर रहे हैं और हमारा उद्देश्य है मेक एआई वर्क फॉर इंडिया।
India AI mission is anchored on the pillars of building massive computer capacity and innovation centers, developing data sets, nurturing startups, and ensuring safe and trusted use of AI. The mission also places people at its center, democratizing technology. In a short time, India has made available the most affordable common compute facility in the world. Minister for Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnaw, elaborated this.
Our Prime Minister's vision is of democratizing technology. It should be accessible to all. That's why we have done India AI mission, in which 34,000 GPUs are today available as a common compute facility for all our innovators. The price of these GPUs is just less than $1 per hour, and this is the most affordable common compute facility in the entire world.
India AI is more than an initiative. It is a vision to position the country at the forefront of responsible and inclusive artificial intelligence and to build the digital foundations of a Viksit Bharat by 2047.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Iran's Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei has warned against nuclear negotiations with the U.S. under the current circumstances, stating that they would not serve Iran's national interests. He further cautioned that such talks could result in major losses for Iran, some of which might be irreparable. Iran initially signed a nuclear deal with world powers in July 2015, agreeing to curb certain aspects of its nuclear program in exchange for the lifting of sanctions. However, the United States withdrew from the agreement in May 2018. On the sports front, the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports has brought out the selection criteria for participation of individuals and teams in the Asian Games 2026 and other multi-sports events. The decision has been taken with a view to laying down a transparent and equitable framework, aiming to ensure that the athletes who have a real chance of winning a medal are only considered for participation in multidisciplinary sports events. These criteria will not apply to the Olympics and other international competitions. The ISSF Junior World Cup will kick off in New Delhi from today. The next generation of shooting talent across 15 Olympic events and two non-Olympic events will be competing in rifle, pistol and shotgun at Dr. Karni Singh Shooting Range from today till October the 2nd. Altogether, 208 young shooters from 18 countries showcasing young talent will be fighting it out for a total of 51 medals at stake. Hosts India will lead the field with a strong contingent of 69 athletes. In men's T20 Asia Cup, India and Bangladesh will clash in a Super 4 stage encounter at Dubai International Cricket Stadium this evening. The match will begin at 8 p.m. Today's winner will confirm a place in the final. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Odisha and Chhattisgarh today. The Meteorological Department has predicted heavy rainfall in parts of northeast Bihar, coastal Andhra Pradesh, east Madhya Pradesh, Gangetic, West Bengal, Jharkhand, Telangana and Vidarbha for 2 to 3 days. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar calls for UN reforms to encourage collaboration with Global South, holds meetings with leaders of Global South countries on sidelines of UN General Assembly in New York. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal says India expects to increase energy trade with the US. Government brings out selection criteria for participation of individuals and teams in Asian Games 2026 and other multi-sports events. Iran's Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei cautions against nuclear talks with U.S., warns of major irreparable losses to Iran. ISSF Junior World Cup to kick off in New Delhi today, and in Asia Cup cricket, India to clash with Bangladesh in Super 4's stage encounter at Dubai this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.